Yeah, it's a Saturday during the damn apocalypse. Sitting back watching the world end, looking at all the news and everything. I'm just laughing. People saying the world's ending. Their world might be ending. Mine's just beginning. I was built for this shit. I fucking love it. Evidently, like, Harvard got into a bunch of trouble. Because when this lockdown happened, they didn't reimburse any of the students, even for their housing or their tuition or anything. They're all pissed.
You know what I was reading something about the other day that didn't even occur to me? I was like, shit, there were people who were working on cruise ships.
Yeah.
During and when the lockdown happened, and they're still there.
Damn.
They let the passengers leave.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't let the employees leave.
Damn.
So they're kind of just stuck on this cruise ship still.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the dock, you know what I mean? It's not out in the middle of the ocean or nothing, but it's like, yeah, I was like, oh shit, I didn't even think about that.
We're supposed to be opening up this week.
Yeah, here in Florida. We'll see how it goes.
In Florida? Yeah, I think Florida's done. I mean, there isn't a line to get in. They're not doing anything. You know how we had to do like a line to get in the grocery store?
That's
over now.
Well, that's because, I think that was just because it was the day before Mother's Day and it was like really, really crowded. Because I'd been there other times and I didn't have to wait in line. I think it was just because, and also because it was a Saturday. We usually go on the weekdays when it's not as crowded.
Yeah.
I think it was just because it was day before. Because it seemed like everybody was buying flowers and balloons and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I think it was just because it was like a heavy traffic day.
California's falling apart. New York area is starting to fall apart. Fucking people are saying, fuck it, man. They want to go back to work.
Yeah.
Do you hear that or they die?
Well, like I said,
we'll see. You know, here's a good analogy to this shit. Back in World War II, the Germans bombed fucking London for like fucking months. And people stayed locked up. You know what I mean? They were hiding down in their damn bunkers. And then they realized that it didn't matter if you were in that bunker or not. You know, a bomb would still fall on you. You could get killed. And they'd die from starvation and fucking for the city falling apart before they'd die from those little fucking piss ant bombs falling on people. So they just said, fuck it. They just went back to work, pretended like it didn't happen. And the bombing stopped. And them going out there working, it didn't really...
Well, after a little while,
the casualties, they got over it. They got bored.
Well, I mean, after a while, it's kind of like a, you know, damned if you do, damned if you do, frying pan and fire situation.
So they just said, fuck it. They went back to work. It's where a lot of that fucking, you know, some of those little slogans that they were, you know, using and during wartime, the British, what was it? You know, was it keep calm? And what was it? What was the one that was real famous that they did? British people know what I'm talking about.
Well, now it's become like a meme, keep calm and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, right. There was an original one, though. Yeah, I think it was keep calm and continue or something. It was something like that. I don't remember.
Keep calm and carry on.
Carry on, I think is what it was, yeah.
But, yeah, because carry on is just kind of like, what's
it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? You're going to die anyway. You know, you're going to die of old age. You're going to die of something. We're not eternal or immortal. And, you know, if you look at the average age of people that are dying of this, they were fucking in their 80s, you know. No, they're not going to collapse a civilization over people who are on their way out anyway, because you're going to age out. Everybody ages out. Just, you know, you got to be an adult and fucking accept that time runs low. I'm preparing for it. I'm like a damn crow warrior singing my death song.
Okay.
I'm going to go out strong, working out, taking SARMs.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, we recorded a show last night, that's why. Yeah. Oh, and I did the shout-out on the show, but since the show is probably not coming out till Tuesday or Monday if you're a patron, then I wanted to shout out Jason, because he sent us, while we were in between, like we were doing the break in between the two halves of the show last night, he sent us a PayPal donation. He still wants a shirt. We haven't got any.
We're going to get him a shirt.
I know. We haven't got any shirts done
yet. It's going to be, everybody's going to get shirts. Fucking, we know your name.
We just
got to get the sizes.
And some people, I think I owe some. So it's like, I'm going to do a new design for people that got some last time. But then I'm also going to do like a couple of the old design to give to people. So some people will be getting, like, if they didn't get any last time, then I'll be giving them.
It was like, like, you know, shit, who was that? Guy always sends his videos.
Rob,
yeah. Rob Levinson, he's like, I never got a shirt. And I said, dude, we mailed you through email asking you what size you wanted. He said, he did like a pause because he's going back there to check his emails. He goes, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, man, I'm not fucking you over. We got to know what your sizes are and what sizes you want. Because maybe it's not even for you. Maybe it's a gift.
Well, that's why I ask every
time. So we
want to
know what sizes you want.
That's why I ask every time.
And, you know, then once we know your sizes and everybody's together, that last one we did, we gave them a good 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Getting all the sizes together. And then once we have all the sizes, we go out and we go buy the shirts.
Yeah.
Or order the shirts. We've actually found a better online source, I think.
I usually either get them from Jiffy Shirts.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're back online yet because I know they had like significantly diminished delivery because they had like a lot of their people stayed home, you know?
See, we got to get supply will be available. So some people, you know, like I promised Rob because he missed some, you know, I'm going to give him some back shirts.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
For his girlfriend and stuff like that. So, you know. I'm going to work. We'll take care of everybody. If you're a patron, and
or
you want
if you
a shirt,
give or if you give regularly
or if you send us money on PayPal, you will get a shirt. Just tell us. Tell us what size you want, and then we got to come up with some badass designs. I think the designs were kind of hit and miss lately. Actually, I liked them at the time, but then as they aged, I was like, I think we could have done it better. But part of that is the fact that I like variety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Once we have enough designs, I think I'll be more satisfied.
Yeah.
We need about like 10 different ones.
Well, more work for me.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to make them all at once.
Yeah.
We don't have to make them all at once.
I know.
We just have to, you know, get more of them out there.
But, we got to start working on the cookbook, too. Today, yeah. I told you that later on today, because it's, you know, 4 o'clock right now. Later on today, I'm going to get the notebook and I'm going to make you come up with all the shit.
I've been remembering more stuff
that I'm going to put in there because, like I said, if I have an idea of what's going in there, then I can do like a mock-up layout.
You just reminded me of something. I had a question for our European listeners. Does barbecue sauce, American-style barbecue sauce, does it exist in Europe?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't remember seeing it, but then I wasn't really looking for it either.
Yeah.
And that was like a long time
ago. Because I might include ways to make barbecue sauce.
One thing that I did notice, and like I said, this is probably different now than it was when I was there because it was, you know, at least 10 years ago last time I was there. But one thing, there was like a lot of, you know, different cuisines and stuff, especially in the bigger cities. Didn't see a lot of Mexican food, though, and I didn't know.
I can show them.
So I didn't know if Mexican food, it might be a bigger thing now because, you know, now that we have like the bigger chains and shit, like Chipotle and whatnot.
I got a recipe straight from Tijuana. Fucking my boy Jair sent it to me on how to make corn tortillas.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you need is corn flour.
Yeah.
Corn flour and water.
I heard they were like...
Yeah, easy to make. And there's... And I know a lot of European people like Indian food. I have a lot of fucking shortcuts with the Indian that you can make at home. Even raita. Remember raita?
Yeah.
You know, the easy way to make that, just throw some rotel in a damn... You know, we have something called rotel, which is diced tomatoes and... green chilies.
And they have it in all different like flavors.
Yeah.
Like you can get like a spicy one, you get like a, you know, just plain, mild, whatever.
If you put rotel, just drain a little bit of the water out of it, put rotel in a bowl and throw fucking cucumber flavored salad dressing, like ranch, cucumber ranch. That'll make raita.
It does. Yeah, that is a very close approximation.
Especially if you put some cilantro on. I think the British called cilantro coriander leaves. I think it's the same thing. I have to check. But
we'll check all this stuff before we...
Coriander leaves. Yeah. I'll make sure everything translates properly.
Yeah,
and then the measurements, too.
Yeah, because somebody asked about the Fahrenheit Celsius thing. And so, we'll put both the measurements in there. And, we can do metric and, you know, American...
That way it's more international.
Yeah, because then anybody can do it. And like I said, I want it to be, like, specific to us and shit that we make.
Yeah.
And like you said, you have some kind of like shortcuts for things and stuff, and you can say like how to make it from scratch or, you know, what shit that you use.
Like chickpea curry, I can make that. I can make palak paneer, not palak paneer, but sog palak. Remember that?
Well, sog paneer.
Sog paneer and sog palak.
Yeah.
That's two, you know, with chicken and sog and paneer with sog. I think they can get paneer in England.
Yeah, your sog paneer is really, really good.
Yeah. There's faster ways to make
I love paneer, man. Right. I could just eat that all the time.
When you find those recipes online, they're usually like the slow, you know, meticulous way that somebody at home would cook. But in restaurants, they have a much faster and efficient ways of making that.
Yeah.
Making things in one pot or only two pots instead of five pots and then combining. You have to understand how they cook to know what I'm talking about. And if you watch actual Indian girls cooking or Indian guys cooking online, they cook more like me. a lot more efficient, using less pots and pans.
Because there's that one Indian woman that you watch on YouTube a lot. I've seen.
Yeah, I forgot her name, but I got a subscription to her. She'll do it all in one pot.
That's usually what we end up doing. We usually just have this one pot, and we make all of them, then we make the rice in the other pot.
Sometimes you have to blend things, Lee, so that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for instance, like for sag, you put hot water in a pot, start pouring down fresh spinach in it until it wilts. And then, you know, I take my little fucking Cuisinart thing, stick it in there.
Like an immersion blender.
Yeah, and do it right in the pot. Throw chicken bouillon cubes in the other frying pan I'm frying up in oil. Onions and spices.
Yeah.
And then add chicken to it. Cook that about halfway, and once it's all done, you throw it in that other pot.
Yeah.
With some Rotel.
Because we have this big, like, this pot that's, like, professional this. Pots. It's, like, three fucking feet tall or something.
Yeah, I think it's almost like an 8-gallon, 9-gallon pot.
Yeah, we make pasta in that.
You could deep fry a turkey in that shit if you wanted to.
Yeah, it's enormous. It's a pain in the ass to wash, but it's enormous because it won't fit in the dishwasher.
I like real pots and stuff. It's like fucking big.
Today,
if I got to go Alex Jones and eat my neighbor, I can fucking have a pot there. Did you hear him do that?
I heard something about
he'll,
that.
He'll say...
I don't pay attention to that idiot,
that motherfucker's a genius. He knows exactly how to get his
genius
name. He's a genius, man. He knows...
He's a genius.
He's a fucking genius.
He's a
He knows exactly how to get mentioned in the newspapers. He knows exactly. Every time he gets mentioned in the newspapers, he sells more water filters, I guarantee you. A humble water filter salesman. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Grifter. He's a grifter.
Well, what is grifting? It's infotainment. Okay, it was so effective that CNN has copied that model.
Well, yeah.
They're doing the same thing.
Well, like just I said, this is why whenever I have news, I just read it. Yeah. I don't need some retard like yakking.
The news. In parentheses, the news. It's just, you know, it's a product. It's a news-like product.
Yeah.
It's got to be entertaining. They're trying to compete with podcasters and YouTubers. How's a fucking respectable news agency going to compete with people like us? They can't. You know what I mean? They have to go the Howard Stern style. Actually, Howard Stern's turned into fucking kind of irrelevant, too, you know. I kind of looked into what he's up to now.
Well, he's older now.
Yeah, he's old now, and his fucking audience is pretty much gone. And he's on that Sirius XM radio, and that's having a...
He's been on that forever.
Yeah, and his show's kind of supported that service pretty much.
Yeah.
It was like their biggest owner, and it's kind of wavering right now. But he was recently, just a year ago, saying, well, if it's on YouTube or if it's a podcast, it's not a real show. You know, you have to be on radio to be on a real show. Every time me and Jenny were on radio, it had no impact. Nobody heard it. Didn't you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I've been on the radio.
No, go tell that shit to Joe Rogan that if you're not on the radio, you don't have a real show. Joe Rogan's fucking got a huge show, huge.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm
more reach than any fucking radio show.
There's just so much competition nowadays. Yeah. It's like so many people have so many options. But so like I said, later we got to like. Because I really want to get started on this fucking
all we gotta
cookbook.
Do is...
Because like I said, I still got to write my true crime book. I'm still working on that. I'm still only on chapter 2. You know, I still got design work I got to do. I got to do all the show editing.
Doing the cookbook part will be easy. It's just mostly the outline. Coming up with everything I want to talk about. And then we got to order. We got to put it in order.
Yeah.
In sections. And then once it's kind of an outline, then we'll just go from there.
Yeah.
And then I'll explain piece by piece how to execute each one of those. In a most efficient way if you're at home.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that the reader is not a professional.
Yeah.
That they're just in it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's probably the best thing to assume.
Right. But, you know, to fuck with this, you're going to have some basic skills, knife skills, and know how to run a cutting board. You're going to you have to have a pot, so you have to have pans. You're just going to need, you know, you have to have some skills, and I'm assuming that you have them. That the reader
has. Well, yeah, I mean, if anybody's going to use a cookbook...
Then they're going to have some kind of skills.
That they would have some kind of at least rudimentary kind of skills.
And this is going to be kind of sophisticated, flavorful food from easily sourced items. You know, I'm going to kind of focus on frozen and canned stuff because I know everybody can get that everywhere.
Yeah.
And then substitutes if I think that you might not be able to get it. How to make it, you know, out of whole foods. And everything can be upgraded by replacing it with a whole food, you know? You don't have to stick to those ingredients, you know what I mean? All you know what I mean? You can modify.
Yeah.
You can play fast and loose, which I do.
Well, yeah.
I even play fast and loose with certain proportions. You got to taste it to see that everything's balanced right. Might need more sugar, might need more salt. But I'll talk about that on each
one. I mean,
month.
One thing, I bought you, like, several years ago, I bought you Gordon Ramsay's Indian cookbook.
Yeah.
Which is actually a really good cookbook, although I will say that his recipes tend to be on the milder
side.
Yeah. But I think that's because he did that on purpose. Like,
I guess so.
You know, if you don't like really spicy stuff, like, you can add spice at your discretion. But we did find that a lot of the recipes, like, if you followed his kind of thing, it's like, wow, that's, like, only, like, a quarter of the spice that we would normally put in that.
Yeah, at least a quarter.
And I don't like really hot stuff. I can't eat really hot stuff.
I don't know if it was because, you know, it was written for a European audience. Maybe he's dealing with Germans and British people, and maybe they're kind of used to kind of blander
food.
Well,
I don't know. A lot of the Indian food that is available in, at least in the UK, is like really spicy.
Is it good?
A lot of people like that. But
it's like, it's like what we have here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I always found that.
Okay.
And it's a lot easier to get over there, too.
Right.
It's like over here, it's kind of like you got to go to an Indian restaurant or Indian market or whatever. Over there, it's like even a lot of fish and chip shops like sell some Indian food.
Here, our Indian supplies come from stores where India, Pakistan, and Thailand are all kind of merged into the damn same store.
And sometimes Chinese.
And
so
sometimes
there's
Chinese.
Some, like, a little Chinese section, usually. There's two, kind of close to us, there are two rather large, Asian markets, I guess you would call them. It's mostly Indian food and Pakistani, but then they have, like, a little section of, like, you know, Thai stuff and maybe, like, a few Chinese things, like noodles and that type of stuff. One of them even has... I haven't been to the other one in a while. Maybe they both... Don't they both have, like, a pretty small, like, produce section also?
Yeah. Yeah, they have produce there.
Yeah, it's not, like, a huge, like, massive grocery store, but it's just, like, a small, like,
it's oriented to execute those recipes, though. That's what they need.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, curry leaves and, you know... Remember the curry leaves?
Yeah, we haven't bought those in a long time.
No.
The funny thing about it was that they, for some reason, they always kept the curry leaves, like, behind the counter.
Yeah,
like, they didn't put it with the rest of the produce. No. So it's like, because we were always asking about it, and she's like, oh, we've got some. And I was like, why do you keep them back there? It's like drugs or porn or something.
Yeah.
It's like,
here's
they're keeping
it
behind. Maybe they don't have that many and they don't want to sell out or something. But it's just like, I thought that was really funny. They don't have them all the time, but it's like, every now and then we'd ask, but you always have to ask
just
her.
Mentioning those, man, they had that good nutty flavor. I was, man, I need to get some curry leaves.
It really made a big difference.
I didn't think
it would.
No,
and like I said, we can't get them all the time because they don't have... I think the one place we go, I think they grow them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's for their fucking families and their friends.
Maybe that's why they
keep
them back
there. It's not just for the random people.
But it's like we go...
We ask for them. They love us.
We go in there all the time.
We're the only white people that go in there.
Pretty much.
So they're like, yeah, they just give us anything.
Well, that lady that works there is like, she's...
Yeah.
She's a super cool Nikki, her name is.
Trying to have threesomes and shit.
Yeah. She keeps wanting to come over.
Yeah. Wants to know if I want another wife.
She's
and
adorable.
I was like, was it me?
She's
adorable. Maybe it's not you, maybe it's her. I'm like, okay, all right.
She's fucking see how fine. You're coming at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love her.
Yeah. Muslim woman.
Yeah, she's worked there like forever. She's hilarious. Yeah. She's hilarious. But yeah, so she'll give us curry leaves if she has them. But yeah, we haven't had any for a long time and... They really do make a huge difference if you can get fresh ones. Like I said,
yeah.
I think the family that owns it, I think they grow them. And that's why they don't have them. But yeah, so I was trying to think of like a cool title for it. We'll have to think of a cool title. Cooking Shit with Tom and Jenny.
Yeah, well, I got to have a family-friendly fucking title for it. So at least they can put it on a bookshelf and not be embarrassed and have to fucking hide it from the kids and put the fucking blue tape over the back. It's fine. It's going to have a reasonable title. Inside might be R-rated. Oh, yeah, fucking right. Inside's going to be R-rated. You're going to read this shit, you're going to hear my fucking voice and accent.
That's what I mean. Well, I told you what you should do is that you should just let me record you talking about
and then
just transcribe it.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Is probably what I should... That'll take longer, but it will get more of like a flavor of you talking. Also, you know what I thought would be super funny? It's like if I could take a bunch of pictures of you in different like positions, like with your chef coat on, because you have one, like pointing at shit, making a face like, fuck this, you know what I mean?
Right,
so I can just like scatter that throughout the text, you're saying stuff. We could put pictures of Pookie in there too, if it's, particularly if it's like fish recipes.
Pookie in a pot.
of Pookie in the Pot. Yeah. We can have her commenting on some of the recipes. It's like, this one doesn't taste enough like feet.
Yeah, yeah. This doesn't stink enough. Right? Cat loves shit that stinks and smells like fish and fish guts. She likes that. She loves fucking Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
And she likes feet, man. She prefers them dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty feet, take your fucking boots off.
She likes clean ones too, because as soon as I get out of the shower and go in the closet to get dressed, she's like, feet.
Put her nose in between your toes and shit. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like licking your toes.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy cat. Trying to climb down in your boot. She climbed outside my boot.
With a little butt sticking out.
Yeah.
Little just back legs waggling.
Smells good in here.
Yeah, she's like, oh.
Cat's nuts.
She's so fucking funny. Yeah. All right, so you guys have a good rest of your Saturday.
Yeah.
Have a fun Saturday night. Stay safe, whatever it is that you're doing.
Oh, shit.
What?
We're out of booze.
We're totally out of booze?
We're totally out of booze.
I've got whiskey.
Well, I got that whiskey, but that doesn't mix with anything. We gotta go do booze.
Oh, shit, man. We gotta go to the fucking liquor store. Yeah. Why didn't you tell me this shit earlier?
I just realized. Because I was thinking about later on tonight.
Because it's Saturday.
And you've been working.
We can't have Saturday go by.
I can do it without you.
Okay.
And it's up to you. I mean, you want to get out of the house, though, right?
Well, I mean, I have to edit this video, so I don't know how long that's going to take.
What time is it?
Upload it. It's 4 or something.
We got time. It closes at 8.
Okay. All right. We got to go get booze.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys have a good day, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.